as well. Okay, we also have some other research that we've done. Research I've done with my colleagues shows that structured input alone, this is a particular feature of processing instruction that somebody asked about at lunch. Structured input actually gets learners to just process sentences in certain ways, okay, without producing language. Okay, so getting learners to process sentences in certain ways produces changes in their underlying competence. Okay, it produces changes in the way they have a mental representation of the language. And there's lots, we've got lots of research on this. We've got actually 5 published studies and 2 more that are in the works, and all showing the exact same thing, different languages, different structures. That input is enough to make a change. We also have research on vocabulary acquisition. We tend to forget about vocabulary when we talk about second language acquisition, because we always think about grammar, right? Errors and rules and third person S and ing and clause structure and so on. But really, vocabulary is the backbone of all communication. Now, how do we get vocabulary? You're native speakers of something, right? How did you get all the vocabulary you have? You probably have like 80 to 100,000 words in your head right now. Surely, in elementary school, you weren't given lists of words to memorize. And that's how you got your 100,000 words. How'd you get them? From reading, okay? You probably get about 10,000 words through learning, explicit learning and active conversation. Everything else comes from reading. The same thing happens in second language acquisition, we found out, is that second language learners have to get a threshold of vocabulary acquisition through instruction and through interaction, and then it's through reading that they amass the amounts of vocabulary they need to be academically functional the way native speakers would be, for example. And of course, what I've just said is everything here, is that a phone? That's okay. Everything here that we've said about second language acquisition is absolutely true for first language acquisition. There's no difference. Input for SLA, input for first language learners. Vocabulary learned through reading for second language learners, vocabulary learned through reading for first language learners. Okay. You can push, we'll get to some more similarities in a minute.